story from Madison.com. A group opposed to a northwestern Wisconsin iron ore mine will be allowed to continue camping on Iron County forest land for now. The Iron County Board decided to postpone action on the camp at last night's meeting. Instead, the Daily Press reports the board sent the issue back to its forestry committee. The camp, organized by the Lac du Flambeau Band of Lake Superior Chippewa, has occupied a site near the proposed mine since about mid-May. It has become a meeting place for those opposed to Gogebic Taconite's mining plans. The county forest administrator says the encampment has grown to about 20 to 25 wigwams, has become a squatter's village. The county forestry administrator also says the camp is violating county ordinances by occupying without a permit, but no action was taken up at last night's meeting, so they're allowed to stay until you can actually take action. So it's not like they're free and clear here.
Right.
It's just a decision has been postponed.
Why don't they just require them to get a permit, like we did with the people that were singing in the Capitol?
Got to go through the process. Some believe they don't need it.
All right.
So we'll see if they're going to actually take action on this camp at a meeting set for a future date.
So really, this is more or less a delayed response.
It's a postponement, sure. This story from NBCLosAngeles.com. A firefighter was among those arrested on suspicion of participating in the Huntington Beach riot over the weekend, authorities said yesterday. That's right, a firefighter. Michael John Little of Anaheim was arrested on suspicion of disorderly conduct and resisting arrest, Fullerton city officials said. He has been placed on administrative leave.
Was he one of the surfers?
I'm not sure if he was a surfer or just an attendee.
Oh, okay.
But it looks like he was participating in the riots over the weekend. Not good.
No, and it's
not
too
good.
I mean, it's too bad, though, that he just pointed out because of his occupation.
Fullerton Fire Chief Wolfgang Nabe told NBC4, with firefighters, it's especially tough because we hold ourselves to such a high standard. Also yesterday, Chase Scott Christman, who's 19 years old, pleaded not guilty to vandalism and other charges. A Superior Court judge ordered him not to return to Huntington Beach.
Oh, really?
Authorities were focusing on a man who was photographed smashing a bike shop display window with a stop sign Sunday as a violent crowd stormed the community after a surfing contest. Police asked for help in identifying the men seen in the image and another in which he appears to be celebrating with his arms raised. Oh, look what I did.
Now, of course.
I'm a douche. The photo is one of several used by investigators as they attempt to identify individuals involved in Sunday's violence along Main Street. Video of the vandalism at the Easy Rider bike shop was also captured on video. The video shows a man smashing the display window before employees begin wrestling with members of the crowd for an expensive bicycle that they eventually stole.
So what kind of punishment did he get?
Well, he pleaded not guilty to the vandalism charges. At this point, the Superior Court judge ordered him not to return to Huntington Beach.
Okay.
So we'll figure out, is this the right guy or not? And then, obviously, vandalism charges.
Yeah, because I've got a feel he's going to have to make some kind of retribution.
If
he's caught kind of red-handed. If, ideally. You can tell pretty well from that shot, though, from what I've heard of the fact that it is or isn't him.
Yeah, 651 with Mike and Matt. Story out of New York. Major League Baseball has told the Major League Baseball Players Union Association that it intends to suspend in its drug investigation and who the players are and which ones will receive lengthier penalties for their roles in the Biogenesis case, two people familiar are now saying. The sides are trying to reach as many agreements as possible that would avoid grievance hearings, and talks could push back an announcement until Friday this week. The meetings between MLB and the union yesterday, first reported by the New York Daily News, signaled the final stretch of talks. MLB hopes to announce the penalties for all players involved at the same time, both people said, speaking on condition of anonymity because no announcements were actually authorized. Three-time MVP Alex Rodriguez of the Yankees, he stands to receive the longest suspension. While 50 games is the standard for a first offense, the stiffer penalties for some players are tied to other alleged violations, including not being truthful to MLB investigators. Three 2013 All-Stars could face bans.
Whoa.
Texas outfielder Nelson Cruz, San Diego shortstop Everett Cabrera, and Detroit shortstop Johnny Peralta.
See, now he's a name I hadn't heard of.
That'd be a huge blow to Detroit.
It sure would be.
In a sign Peralta suspension might be imminent, the Tigers acquired shortstop Jose Iglesias from Boston last night as part of a three-way trade with the White Sox.
Doesn't he sing as well?
I'm not sure if it's Jose Iglesias. I know Enrique Iglesias is the popular son.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
No, but, you know, the guy is probably the most happiest to hear when these names are going to be announced will be Ryan Braun. Because he's just been out there hanging, and he's just been every day the media has been on him. Now he's saying, okay, some other names will pop up. Maybe I can just go away for a while.
But did any of these other players hold press conferences and profess their innocence?
Oh, no.
As forcefully as Ryan Braun?
No.
Right.
I mean, no. I mean, that's not going to change, but I just say that at least all the attention won't be on him anymore.
Yes. Now, another 2013 All-Star, Oakland pitcher Bartolo Colon, was suspended last year following a positive testosterone test, as were Toronto outfielder Melky Cabrera, San Diego pitcher Yasmani Grandal. They won't receive additional discipline for that violation, the two people said. Yankees catcher Francisco Cervelli and Seattle catcher Jesus Montero also have been linked in media reports to Biogenesis. We'll see if all these big names go down by this Friday.
How well does that work? Those two guys are backup catchers.
I don't know.
So maybe the PEDs don't help everybody.
Well, but maybe they would just be wilting away in the minors.
Oh, well, that's true, too, if they didn't do it.
If it weren't for the PEDs.
Do they give you any idea what kind of numbers we're talking here?
Well, 50-plus.
Wow.
For games, yeah. Mm-hmm. But we'll see. I mean, if they actually cooperate, you could see
there might be some plea bargaining reduction.
But if you're going to continue to fight this and make it go to arbitration, mm-hmm. like it appears A-Rod is going to do, MLB is probably going to come after you harder than they were originally planning and throw the book at you tenfold. Okay.
Now, you brought something up yesterday, depending on how they really, under what guise they really would charge or have the suspensions for A-Rod, that he couldn't basically hold off on this. He couldn't have a hearing. It basically would be initiated.
MLB may try to suspend Rodriguez under its collective bargaining agreement instead of its drug rules, which would lead to the suspension starting before the appeal.
Okay. So
if they go after the CBA violation as opposed to the drug policy violations. But it's unclear which way the MLB is going to go.
Although probably the Yankees would like one way over the other.
Well, yes, they want the CBA violation
to get him
suspended right away and get him off the team because it's a headache when this guy wants to come back.
Right.
No, he's injured. No, he's back. No, he's injured. One doctor says this. Another doctor says this. The Yankees are sick of the circus of Alex Rodriguez.
Because according to First Light this morning, he might be back or at least physically eligible to come back as early as next Monday. But you say these decisions could be announced by Friday.
Well, I'm not saying it. That's what the sources are saying.
Yeah.
Yes, that by this Friday
we should know. Yeah.
We should know the lengths and the names all announced at the same time. This is a big deal.
No, it is. It
could be 20-plus guys who may not be playing baseball for quite some time.
So when you look at this, how do you think overall this fits into the legacy of Bud Selig? Does it show that, hey, he really was a guy that in the latter part of his career came down and really did try to clean up the game?
Well, he's really the only commissioner to try to clean up you know, this game, but he's maybe the only one that's had to deal with it on this large of a scale.
Right.
You know, I mean, testing for steroids and all that stuff hasn't been around for all that long, so I think this is good for his legacy, trying to get these guys and going after it hard and never stopping. And every time there's suspicion, MLB goes after him. Now, you could also argue that he didn't go after them soon enough.
Well, that's just
it. You know, back in the Maguire-Sosa days, back in the late 90s.
When they needed that, 1998 those athletes to bring people back to the game. Yeah.
Yes, that he allowed it to build up the popularity of the game and then tried to clean it up afterwards. But at least he's trying to clean it up now instead of just saying, just let it go. You know, like the NFL has done for a long time with HGH.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're finally saying, okay, maybe this is becoming a problem. Maybe too many guys are on this stuff. Let's try to get some testing involved as well. So we'll see when the suspensions get handed down for MLB.